He went from being a street photographer, a sports photographer, to a landscape photographer. But you know what? I'm glad you did, Vincent. Look at that.
We call it an aerial photographer.
Okay, aerial.
20 years, I could be a landscape photographer. The funny part is, I love landscape now. I'm about to turn 41.
Yeah, so
there you go. It's okay. But I would have made fun of myself when I was in my 20s, 30s. So this is some of the gear that we use, the helicopters we fly in. This is obviously a very expensive hobby. So, you know, when you buy these books, you're actually supporting probably a future book. I think a lot of people have asked, hey, when are you doing the next book? And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of money to put up and find sponsorship for. G-Tech and Canon helped on this, but at least half the project I funded. Not by choice.
Wow, Vincent. Wow.
I mean, but it was so special, and I felt that, you know, it was a project of a lifetime, and I think it was. And I'm very happy to have done it, and I'd love to do more books. So when people end up buying the book or lithographs, they're supporting, you know, future cities, whether it's Dubai or Paris or Rio or smaller cities. There's so many more to photograph.
You were talking about your dad and his mentorship, and my son, who's 21, is going to Barcelona. He's there right now for college semester, and he was picked as a photo blogger, student photo blogger. So he said, Dad, you know, I lent him one of my Sony A7s and some good lenses, and he wanted some advice. And now I'm not the photographer your dad was, not even close, I'm sure. But there's two things I said. You have two jobs. Of course, there's a shot. There's the composition. There's what you're getting a picture of. But there's a technical side to this. And you've talked a lot about that. Because it's as your dad said, it's meaningless. If you have a great story, if it's out of focus or blurred, you don't have a shot. So you have to do two things at once.
It's the right and left brain. And that's always been the kind of the challenge with this stuff. That's what the iPhones and the new cameras have taken out of the equation a bit, because the sensors, the technology has gotten so good that it's kind of leveled out the playing field for good and for bad, depending on what side of the equation you're on. But the reality is, you know, when I was studying and learning to do this myself, we shot a roll of film. We had to wait several hours to days, depending on if you're processing it yourself or sending it out, to know if your image was even focused properly, let alone exposed properly, let alone any good. Things went so fast. I remember as a student feeling like things were going so fast in my camera. I had no idea if I'd captured it.
Right.
Whereas now, you know, with your iPhone, you can take an image that would absolutely destroy the quality of the camera I was using in 2000, the D2000.
Right.
So, you know, it's becoming less about the technical. But that being said, if you really study any art, you can't find a musician who can improvise that hasn't learned their scales.
Right.
You can't be at the Olympics and figure skating before you start to, you know, break and skate in a straight line.
Right. Right.
And I think it's very important to study the basics, master them, and then break out all the rules. And that's when you do your best work.